from page 32, Simon Kuflamet Hay. So we're beginning a sort of new topic. We might have just begun it before Yom Tovim, but it's been a while. So again, as you can see, it's the halachas of Kriya Sefer Torah. We've been discussing about Tachnun and things like repetition of Shmon Esrei and Tachnun, so on and so forth. So the Chafetz Chaim brings an introduction, and he brings from the Rambam Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah, that the Rambam, maybe I should just read it very quickly. Moshe tiken lahem li Yisrael shiyu karim b'torah b'rabim b'shabbos sheni u'chamishi b'shachris k'deish lo yishohu shlosha yomim b'lo shmias Torah. So the Rambam is this is a very big discussion amongst Mishonim exactly how it works, but the Rambam comes out on the side that Moshe Rabbeinu set up that Klal Yisrael should read the Torah publicly, Barabbim. Now that's going to be important also. On Shabbos morning. On Monday and Thursday in the mornings. Why? Reason is, so we don't go 3 days without hearing Torah. So you know the whole thing, they went 3 days without water, so the Chazal says they went 3 days without learning Torah. So it took care of that problem by establishing that we got to learn, you got to learn all the time, but at least we have it institutionalized, sort of like, that it's set that you come to davening, you'll learn. And then the Rambam also comes out on the angle that Ezra tikashiyu karim b'mincha v'chol Shabbos. Then Ezra came and said also Shabbos afternoon. Now that was because of the Yoshe Kronos. I won't get into the joke right now, which has nothing to do with this halacha. But the Yoshe Kronos, the people who sit around idly waste their time. So, you know, Shabbos is long, and people used to sit around as they always used to do. And do nothing. Who knows? Surely the Chafetz Chaim talks about speaking Lashon Hara. But, you know, wasting, killing time, as they say in America. And also, so according to the Rambam, Ezra set up two things. He set up, first of all, he added Shabbos afternoon. So, in other words, according to the original Takana, it was Shabbos morning, Monday and Thursday morning. Then Ezra came and added Shabbos afternoon so that people don't kill too much time. And also, he set up that on Monday and Thursday, there should be 3 aliyahs and at least 10 psukim read. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, because in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, you just have one guy get an aliyah, and it didn't have to be a minimum of 10 psukim. And so therefore, the minimum standard was set up. Then, finally, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Yerushalmi that says that Moshe set up that Klal Yisrael should read in Torah Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Shel Moed. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu set up, not Monday and Thursday. Okay, so there we have a difference. Now, before we go further, there's a whole discussion. Now, you might have noticed the Chofetz Chaim quoted the Rambam saying that that the Takana, what Moshe Rabbeinu set up, was that Shiu Karim B'Torah B'Rabim, that they should read the Torah publicly. So obviously that means in the Arminian and all that type of stuff. But the other question is does each person have an obligation to hear laning, whether on Shabbos morning or Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon? So that's also an argument. We paskin that it's an obligation on the tzibur. We'll see that's going to come into play in Sif Beis. Is it a communal obligation or is it an individual obligation? So, for example, like Megillas Esther, right? So you got to hear it. If the shul read the Megillas Esther and you didn't hear it, well, you have a problem, right? So here, the issue would be, let's say, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, somebody came late to davening and they missed laning, right? They missed Shabbos afternoon. Right? Easily can happen. Hopefully not easily, but it could happen. You know, somebody comes late. So do they have to go running around to hear another laning, to hear Shabbos afternoon laning? So again, that will be a discussion when we paskin no. Second of all, you do notice that the way the Chofetz Chaim is quoting it is all these were takonos of Moshe and Ezra. Now there's some Rishonim who hold that laning Shabbos morning is from the Torah. Now, as you all know, now you can see obviously here, the Chofetz Chaim is not coming out according to those opinions. He's saying that it's all from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a takana Moshe Rabbeinu. So you do know the how that's going to play out. Again, if it's something that's Doraisa, or it's a question if it's a Doraisa, so then if there's a question about it, we're going to be Machmir. If it's a takana, it's a Drabanan, so then obviously we'll be more lenient. So again, we have to bear those ideas in mind as we go through. Okay, let's just do Aleph very quickly. We're running out of time here. So here you see it played out in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "B'sheni b'chamishu b'Shabbos b'mincha karen shlosha shlosha." Now we're not talking about Shabbos morning, because the sequentially what we're up to, we're not learning Halacha Shabbos right now yet. We're learning daily Halacha. So again, we're talking about long Tachman. We're talking about regular weekday davening. So what are we up to? Monday, Thursday, like this morning, or Shabbos afternoon. Relaying the Torah, we read the Torah. Shlosha, we call up three people. Ein poskim mahem, ve'im osif in olam. So the Mechaber says you can't have less than three. So that we understand. That was the takana of Ezra. You gotta have three, and you gotta have ten psukim minimally, and you can't add on to them. Ve'im avtir benavi, and we don't do a haftorah. The the reason why we don't do a haftorah is because we don't want people, we want to enable people to go to work, and it would take too long. Therefore, we understand that, so we just stick to the lane. Ramah says, "V'imhayu beis chasanim beis haknesses." Let's say you have two chasanim in the shul. So remember, we learned before, there's a whole hierarchy of who get that whole bir halakha of who gets the aliyahs. So you have two chasanim, who do you give the aliyah to? You know, and the Kohanim and Levim ain't leaving so fast. So what are you going to do? So the Ramah says that who have a kiyantif. So for them, it's considered like a yantif, even though it's a regular Monday and Thursday. Shematulosis, so then you can have an aliyah. Give them both. Give both of the chasanim an aliyah. So you'll have four. The Mechaber say you don't add. That's on a weekday. That's on Monday and Thursday. It's a yantif for these guys. So therefore, you can add an aliyah. You can have four on a Monday or Thursday. And the Ramos continues. Bris. Let's say there's two daddies and both of them are having their children have a bris today. So it's a yantif for them, right? So who gets the aliyah? Or not having two different minyan, right? Because it's one minyan. So what? So Ramah holds that you could add a fourth aliyah. Give them both.
What if they're both levies?
Then we got a problem.
Yeah.
But let's say they're not.
Okay.
Good question. Okay, we'll see a little more about this tomorrow. Some disagree with this. The question I'll leave you with is, okay, so let's make it simple. So Monday and Thursday, we lane. What do we lane? So y'all know, we lane the upcoming weeks today. Braces, right? This is pretty easy. Braces, right? Simchas Torah, so we have braces. So today we read braces. Let's say somebody made a mistake. Let's say they made a mistake. You don't say the Torah is rolled all the way back to Zos HaBracha. I don't want to take time, you know. So we'll just read Zos HaBracha. Or, sometimes it works the other way. You know, they have it rolled from the guy who went Hag. It's already the next parsha. So they're reading Noach. They read Noach. You know, somebody's in a time warp. So, in other words, let's say they made a mistake and they read the wrong parsha. Now, again, we're not talking about Shabbos morning. We're talking about Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon. Let's say then. So then what do you do? Do you have to go back and relane it or not? Or can you just leave it? Okay, no, we're not going to discuss it tomorrow night. Unless I do something weird with the... we'll get... next time we get together, we'll get into halacha, b'li nedar, mir tzachon.